Madam Chair, we thank members of the expert mechanism for their valuable work and thematic studies. We accord high importance to the right to development and reiterate the significant linkage between the right to development and other human rights. The operationalization and effective realization of this right is crucial in meeting human needs and promoting well-being of individuals, especially of the most vulnerable segments of the society. Right to development is inseparably linked to people's right to life, nutrition, and well-being. However, enhanced international and national efforts are required, as enshrined in UDHR, to promote the standards of living of the people in developing states and to overcome obstacles undermining the effective realization of right to development. Madam Chair, we have noted that the expert mechanism is conducting studies on important contemporary topics. These thematic studies have greater significance for the countries from Global South. We particularly welcome the focus of thematic studies on climate justice. This issue has great significance as we are witnessing increasing climate catastrophes across the globe. We agree that there is a need to examine the relationship between climate cooperation and development cooperation without completely substituting one for the other. It is also pertinent to analyze how can people in regions in most vulnerable situations be integrated into climate policies and financing. Similarly, vulnerable communities, particularly in the developing countries, which have contributed the least to the climate crisis, have greatly been impacted. We look forward to contributing to the study in finding ways to uphold the right to development in climate action by means of climate justice and just transition. We have always advocated for effective women participation in the decision-making processes and support the focus of this thematic study. We echo the independent expert's assertion that gender equality is a necessary foundation for a peaceful, prosperous, and sustainable world. We also appreciate the focus of the study on right to development and enhanced international development cooperation. As the global financial crunch, climate-induced catastrophes, and geopolitical conflicts have been fueling rampant poverty, energy crisis, and food insecurity. Rising inequalities between and among states are impeding progress towards achieving the SDGs. These shared challenges require cooperation and collaboration. Lastly, AI-related tools are being deployed at a breakneck pace with these trends. While these trends have the immense potential to improve living standards, they're also fraught with risks of misuse. We hope that the thematic study would focus on how AI tools could be deployed to avoid another version of digital divide and the need for making AI technologies accessible and affordable to all. With these general comments, we assure the expert mechanism of our constructive engagement, and we look forward to hearing your valued opinion on these important issues.